Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be sharing Syria's humanitarian impact overview for the last quarter of 2024. Part 1, about this report. The Syria Humanitarian Impact Overview is a quarterly publication that provides decision makers with a short, accessible overview of key trends and emerging challenges with the potential to affect humanitarian needs in Syria. The product combines trends in key conflict and humanitarian data with daily media monitoring, secondary data review, and continuing joint analysis with operational and analytical experts. Part 2, Key Developments Overview. 1. Opposition forces overthrow Assad rule in Syria. In October 2024, GOES and Russian forces conducted over 400 aerial and shelling strikes in northern Syria, double the number of incidents recorded in September, across more than 100 opposition-held locations. This surge in Russian-backed strikes coincided with escalating hostilities between Hezbollah and Israel in Lebanon, raising concerns that Hezbollah would redeploy its forces from Syria to Lebanon. On 27 November, HTS, which had controlled Idlib Governorate in northwest Syria since 2017, launched the Deterrence of Aggression operation against GOES forces in Aleppo, in coordination with the Syrian National Army. By 8 December, opposition forces had swiftly advanced to control Aleppo, Hama, Homs, and enter Damascus, taking de facto control of government-controlled areas and leading to the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad's 24-year rule. 2. Israel increases airstrikes on Syria and expands territorial control in Golan Heights. Following the fall of Assad and an aerial campaign already started in October, Israel intensified attacks on Syria, targeting key military sites including anti-aircraft batteries, airfields, weapons production facilities, and missile systems in Damascus, Homs, Latakia, Palmyra, and Tartus, with the Israel Defense Forces estimating that 70-80% of Syria's strategic military capabilities had been destroyed by 473 airstrikes within a week after the fall of Assad. On 8 December, Israel also seized control of a 400 square kilometers demilitarized buffer zone in southern Syria, near the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, following the collapse of Assad's rule. Israeli forces entered the buffer zone and surrounded commanding positions after Syrian troops withdrew from Kenitra province. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu justified the move as a defensive measure, citing the need to prevent hostile forces from establishing positions near Israel's borders. Israeli forces told the residents of 5 Syrian villages in the demilitarized buffer zone to remain indoors. Israel's occupation of the buffer zone violates the 1974 ceasefire agreement, which established the area after the 1973 Arab-Israeli War. Critics view the move as exploiting Syria's chaos for territorial gain, while Israel insists the seizure is temporary until a new arrangement ensures its security. The Golan Heights, annexed by Israel in 1981, remains an internationally disputed territory. 3. Heightened hostilities in northeastern Syria persist in December. Hostilities are continuing in northeastern Syria, namely in Deir ez-Zor, Kobani, and Menbij, driving the displacement of Kurds, Arabs, and other communities as factions of the Turkiyya-backed SNA fight the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, the armed wing of the Autonomous Administration of North and East Syria. Since the fall of Bashar al-Assad on 8 December, the SNA has intensified strikes against SDF positions. Following the SNA advance in late November, 100,000 people had already been displaced from Aleppo to Arns regions. By 16 December, 250 sites, including schools, mosques, and municipal buildings, had been repurposed as collective centers, accommodating over 44,000 IDPs across all northeastern areas. This is alongside reports of discrimination and abuse toward civilians in Menbij on the basis of ethnicity. By 18 December, clashes between SDF and SNA fighters in northern Syria had jeopardized fragile ceasefire agreements and hindered U.S. efforts to contain rising armed conflict amid the waning civil war. Fighting has erupted in key locations, notably Kobani, which holds deep emotional significance for SDF forces. The SDF, longtime U.S. allies in combating the Islamic State armed group, had liberated cities, including Kobani and Manbij, from his control, detaining 9,000 IS fighters with support from 900 U.S. troops. Turkey, however, sees the SDF as affiliates of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which the Turkey government has labeled a terrorist organization. Both Kobani and Manbij have been points of contention between the SDF and SNA by the 18th of December. U.S. brokered ceasefires between the SDF and SNA had calmed hostilities, with the SDF agreeing to withdraw from Manbij and move east of the Euphrates River. IS also continues to pose a significant threat to stability in northeastern Syria. On 6 November, SDF-led operations, such as Operation Enduring Security, targeted IS hideouts near the Syrian-Iraqi border and in Al-Hol camp, resulting in arrests, weapon seizures, and the dismantling of tunnels. These efforts yielded limited and short-term success, highlighting the persistent challenge of countering IS. The group conducted multiple targeted attacks in northeastern Syria in late 2024, including ambushes, bombings, and assaults on SDF fuel tankers and posts, causing casualties and disrupting vital supply lines. Although continuing operations showcase a persistent SDF and international coalition effort to contain IS, underlying issues such as unstable governance, economic fragility, and unregulated desert areas continue to fuel the group's resilience. 4. Syrian pound declines during opposition offensive and rebounds after Assad's fall. The Syrian pound, which had been stable between May to November 2024 at around SIP 14,750/used 1, recorded a sharp decline during recent hostilities. By the 6th of December, the exchange rate had risen to SIP 19,000/used 1 in Damascus, while in areas of intensified military activity, such as Idlib and Aleppo, it reached SIP 22,000/used 1 and SIP 25,000/$1, respectively. Economic uncertainty has deepened across northern Syria, where dual currency use has been the norm for several years. In opposition-controlled areas, people largely transact in Turkish lira, while those in Aleppo and Idlib predominantly use Syrian pounds. This shift has disrupted markets and caused widespread confusion over the pricing of commercial goods, raising concerns about unchecked inflation and marking a deeper fragmentation of Syria's economic system. The fall of Bashar al-Assad on 8 December had an immediate effect on Syria's economic landscape. The Syrian pound rebounded, reaching SIP 15,800/used 1 in Damascus and Aleppo and SIP 16,500/used 1 in Idlib by the 17th of December. 5. Increased food and fuel prices in December. Hostilities and economic uncertainty have led to significant variations and fluctuations in bread prices across different areas. In Idlib and Aleppo, for instance, bread prices surged by 900% between 27 November and 9 December, reflecting the deepening economic crisis. As a result, families are increasingly adopting coping strategies with potentially harmful effects, such as consuming less food or switching to cheaper alternatives. In late December in northwest Syria, subsidized bread prices remained stable, but vendors were reducing bundle weights and loaf counts, potentially another form of coping with the economic pressures. Critical shortages of food, fuel, and essential supplies persist as a result of disrupted trade routes and unpredictable border crossing possibilities, as some crossings remain operational and others are in transition or affected by continuing instability. In key areas, such as Al-Hasakah and Al-Raqqa, currency volatility means that most households struggle to afford basic food items and disruptions to supply chains further aggravate food insecurity. The Joint Market Monitoring Initiative reported that cooking fuel prices also rose by 40% in northeastern Syria and 70% of vendors in northwest Syria reported severe shortages of fuel for transportation, underscoring December's significant market constraints. Fuel demand in Syria decreased by 60% between 2011 to 2022, reflecting years of conflict and displacement. The potential return of refugees from neighboring countries, however, could drive increased consumption, putting pressure on the transitional government to stabilize fuel supplies and rehabilitate critical energy infrastructure. 6. Public health services face severe limitations. The healthcare system in Syria has suffered extensive damage, with over one-third of hospitals partially or fully non-operational. The healthcare staff-to-population ratio remains below international standards, resulting in limited access to essential medical services. Severe challenges are critically affecting maternal and neonatal care, forcing many women to give birth in unsafe conditions. Mental health services remain scarce despite widespread psychological distress, leaving significant needs unmet. Fuel shortages, coupled with the destruction of or damage to numerous ambulances, have further weakened emergency response and medical transport services. Women, adolescents, and marginalized groups, including people with disabilities, older people, and unaccompanied minors, face increased risks as a result of limited access to comprehensive healthcare, deepening their vulnerabilities during the conflict. Overcrowded displacement camps lack adequate healthcare infrastructure, and the onset of winter has further increased health risks. Many displaced individuals attempting to return to their homes have encountered damaged infrastructure and disrupted basic services, such as water, electricity, and healthcare, compelling them to return to camps and further straining available health resources. Intensified conflict in the northwest has led to the displacement of approximately 80,000 people to areas in the northeast, including Al-Hasaka, Ar-Raqqa, and Tabaka. These areas have already been experiencing significant healthcare limitations because of their reliance on declining international assistance. The escalation of hostilities, particularly in and around Manbij, has heightened concerns about additional displacement and further deterioration of the health situation in affected regions. The conflict in Syria, compounded by the 2023 earthquake and economic instability, has also resulted in a significant mental health crisis, particularly in the northwest. Despite the high need for mental health services, a shortage of specialized care facilities and trained professionals means access remains limited. According to the WHO, northwest Syria, home to 4.5 million people, has only 4 mental health centers and 2 psychiatrists. Social stigma around mental health and funding gaps further hinder access to care. By September 2024, half of the maternity hospitals in northwest Syria had suspended operations, affecting approximately 1.3 million women of reproductive age. 7. High concerns regarding missing people and the needs of freed prisoners. Following the change in Syria's political landscape, families continue searching for missing or forcibly disappeared relatives. Many gather at hospitals, prisons, and morgues in Damascus, reviewing photos of unidentified bodies and examining old prison records. Organizations such as the Syrian Emergency Task Force are searching for missing individuals, including foreign nationals. In one instance, activists inspected an abandoned intelligence facility in Damascus, uncovering records and evidence of prior detentions and revealing the detail of GOES detainee records, which potentially provide crucial information on the fate of the missing and a basis for holding the GOES accountable. The uncovering of mass graves has highlighted significant humanitarian concerns linked to enforced disappearances and potential mass atrocities and large-scale human rights violations. Advocacy organizations estimate that hundreds of thousands of individuals who went missing during Assad's rule may be buried at these sites, with major discoveries reported near Damascus and in other regions, such as the city of Al-Qutaifa. Several suspected mass graves have been identified, including in Al-Qutaifa and areas along the Damascus International Airport Road. 8. Affected aid delivery and humanitarian efforts. The 2024 Humanitarian Response Plan faces one of the greatest funding shortfalls in recent years, receiving less than one-third of required funding, while the Winter Response Plan, critical for 1.4 million people, has secured only 10% of its $112 million target. These gaps threaten the provision of shelter, food, healthcare, and water sanitation, particularly as winter aggravates such vulnerabilities. The UN, European Commission, UK, and International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies have mobilized emergency funds and resources, but coordination and enhanced international support remain urgent. Protection services, particularly for women and children, face severe challenges, with mobile units and online platforms attempting to fill gaps caused by disrupted access. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.